Listening Test 4. Listen to 3 reports about environmental problems. 1.
It seems that the Sahara Desert is about to move north across the Mediterranean. According to the Spanish government, as much as 30% of Spain is in danger of becoming desert. There are 2 main causes of the problem. The first is tourism. Spain depends on tourists for income. Visitors bring money into the country, but they also want modern facilities like swimming pools and golf courses. These use up valuable water. The second cause is agriculture. Spain grows a lot of vegetables and sells them all over Europe. The vegetables need a lot of water to grow, and farmers are using too much. Each year, farmers use more water than the country receives in rainfall, and soon there will be no more. Scientists predict that in a few years, a lot of rivers will have dried up, and it won't be possible to grow vegetables in many parts of the country.
2.
I'm here in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, and I'm surrounded by people. What's striking about a lot of the people around me is how young they are. A large percentage of the population is under 25, and this illustrates what is a big problem for this country. The population is increasing rapidly. In 1993, there were only 25 million people in the country. In 2009, the figure was 39 million. A growing population puts great strains on the resources of a country. The people all need food, water, and housing. And this isn't easy when the country is poor, like Sudan is. Sudan isn't the only country with the problem of a population that is growing quickly. Other countries in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East are also suffering. If governments can't cope with the extra people, it can lead to poverty and hunger, or to large numbers of people trying to leave the country to find a better life elsewhere.
3.
I'm here in Bahrain, looking out over the Gulf. It's a beautiful and very important stretch of water, just over 600 miles long. But the water in the Gulf is also under threat. Land reclamation, through projects such as the artificial islands in Dubai, is reducing the overall size of the Gulf. This leaves less space for the plants and marine life. There is also contamination. Some of this comes from factories, and some happens when companies explore or drill for oil. But the most serious damage comes from oil spills, from ships carrying oil up and down the waterway. When there are spills, oil and chemicals get into the water and can cause damage to plants and animals. On top of this, a lot of water is now taken out of the Gulf every year. The salt is removed and it is used as drinking water. A lot of people are worried that there will be permanent damage to the life in the Gulf because of all these factors.